So 5 years
Even
ago, Matt, you had a
further.
blog.
I have a
You
blog
there?
now. Yeah, I have a
Yeah, well,
blog
5 years
now.
ago, you had another blog where you role played as a submissive housewife. You
Yeah,
remember
as a part.
that? You
Yeah,
talked
as a.
about how a good submissive wife should worship her husband's cock, make him sandwiches. I just want to ask you, what were you fucking thinking?
I wrote a blog post about that. That whole thing was intended as a prank on the manosphere.
No, they found out. It was your sock puppet account. People found you out. You
They
denied it
found.
at first, and they found you out.
What are you talking about? I revealed it in a
Oh, you had
blog
a
post.
sexual fetish. That's what it was. You're a freaky guy.
I wrote that blog to make fun of the manosphere because it was
Or were you
actually.
cross-dressing? Were you cross-dressing?
What the hell is this shit?
Were you? Because I
This
mean, look,
guy.
I get it. No, because if you want to talk about somebody's past and you want to say, look at what that person did, they're freaking degenerate. They shouldn't be allowed here. They shouldn't be allowed to be giving their opinions in public. So if this guy's asking you if you were a cross-dresser, right, or something we would label in the
Well, he
dissonant right as
role-played as a
degenerate.
woman. You're clearly a guy who watched a lot of pornography, and you made a weird fetishistic blog where you pretend.
No, dude. Like, go. There's a blog post on my site explaining this. It's called
Yeah,
"Entering Virginia's
you
Secret
tried to
Garden."
explain it.
Yeah, I explained it. There was an issue
No, you
with
didn't.
fucking Manospherians at the time worshiping these red pill women who were coming in and talking about, oh, I'm a submissive wifey. I love giving my husband blowjobs. And they would just give dote attention on these women, even though they were A, saying nothing original, and B, some of them were cluster B narcissists who were just dividing shit left and
I
right.
agree.
I wrote a blog to make fun of them and reel them in. And I
You
actually
denied
had
it, though.
intended.
You denied that was your blog.
What are you talking about? Why don't you cite an actual a quote where I denied this?
People could
It,
find
I
the
was not.
information on
It,
Encyclopedia Dramatica. It's all
I'm
up there.
suspected of.
It's
I
all
was
up on
not.
ED, buddy.
What are you? ED? Oh, that's a super reliable source. How about you? How about you again?
Yep,
Point.
screenshots. We got the screenshots, Matt.
Didn't
Matt
you just
Horney.
admit this, though? Didn't you
This
just
is
admit this?
completely untrue. Again, there were some people who suspected me of
We
doing
have
it,
the
but I haven't.
documents. We have the documents.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Luke's trying to cover up for.
Not trying to cover up. You made your point. People can research it. Matt had a post where he talking about being a submissive housewife. Matt explains it. It was a satire on the men's rights movement. And
Yes. It
is
was,
that correct, Matt?
I wrote about it, and I wrote about it from the perspective of this Christian domestic discipline thing, because I wanted to make fun of the people who were into that. I wanted to make fun of the people who would believe the contradictory, oh, I'm a Christian housewife, but I also write about my sex life in graphic detail. And the guy kept cutting me off, but the reason I gave, I had planned on doing it a lot longer, but I gave up on it because I actually kind of got nauseated doing it. And I wrote all this down. Seeing I thought pranking people would be funny in this regard, but it just made me feel like a piece of shit because you get all these desperate guys who are like, oh, I wish I could meet a woman like you. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I shut it down after like a month or so. I think it was a month. And then I just came clean and and then wrote about I wrote about it as a sociology experiment. That's basically what it was.
And also,
Last
Matt, you had
question.
never claimed that you've never been a degenerate. I mean, I've certainly acted in a degenerate way. You've acted in a degenerate way. Is that correct, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I've never hidden my past. People know me, know what I'm about. But I have gradually realized, as we get older, we get wiser. As we shed and avoid stupid
I just have a quick question, clarification, because I'm kind of confused. Did you say that you were writing it from a perspective of calling out the hypocrisy of Christian people?
I was mocking the hypocrisy of red pill women who would write about their talk about being trad and submissive, but they're writing these blogs and soliciting attention from strange men. Something about that was just very repulsive to me. And well, I was more repulsed by the men who just fed into it, particularly in the manosphere where there are guys talking about, oh, I'm an alpha male. Yet when one of these red pill blogs came around of people writing about their women writing about their sex, married women writing about their sex lives in great detail, all these men would just follow their feet and be like, oh, I wish I could find a woman like you. You're so wonderful. It was really nauseating in behavior. And kind of showed that a lot of them were just utter frauds. That was my purpose with it.
Well, I think everyone has a past, and